Life is a succession of moments. To live each one is to succeed. Life is a succession of moments. To live each moment is to succeed. What have you succeeded in today? How have you succeeded in your life today? Have you lived each moment of your life and been successful? Have you lived each moment of your life and been a delightful, wonderful, fantastic experience of joy? Have you lived each moment of your life and said to yourself, all is in divine order, all is good, all is wonderful, all is beautiful? Yes, I lived every day of my life, every moment of my life. And I found every day of my life, every moment of my life, a fulfilling, rewarding, fantastic experience. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is, and it's wonderful. It truly is wonderful, because every moment of my life is something truly extraordinary, truly outstanding, truly amazing. And it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter who's around me. It only matters that I am delighting in every moment of my life. I am delighting in every moment of my existence. I'm delighting in everything that I do, because everything that I do is wonderful. Everything that I do is rewarding to me. Life is a success, a succession of moments. And to live each moment is to live a successful life and be successful. How are you living your moments? Are you saying to yourself every moment of your life, I like me? Are you saying to yourself every moment of your life, I think I'm a wonderful person? I think I'm a fantastic person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a happy person. Every moment of your life, are you saying that? We watched a video the other night. Hercule Poirot, yeah, Agatha Christie mystery novel, mystery story. And it was the finale of Mr. Poirot. It was the last one of the series that he was doing. And in it, he died. But in it, that last series, he did everything contrary to his nature. He did everything contrary to what his life had been all about. What he as a detective, what he as a person who was working with law enforcement agencies and working with the governmental agencies in Belgium and in London, he went against all of the things that he had taught. He shot a person. He looked at people and called them evil. And he was doing everything he could to be contrary to himself. Now, when you see something like that, or I see something like that, what do we at first seem to proclaim? We seem to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not your nature to do that. It's not your nature to act in such an unclassic way. It's not your nature to kill people in any way. You can help the law enforcement agencies find the people who do those things, but you don't do those things. You don't do those things. No. For you and for me, watching something like that and knowing the reality of the character involved, and he was a character and it was his reality, and for Agatha Christie to have written him off as a bad man, someone who didn't follow his principle at the very end, was totally contrary to his nature. Now, why did she do that? Well, we may never know why she did that, but we can know that we are the observer of every moment of our life. And if we observe anyone doing anything contrary to their nature, we immediately change our thought about it and say, all is in divine order. We say, all is in divine order and everything is working out in its perfect way. What is the ideal detective? What is the ideal parole? What is the ideal that we have learned about him in the several series of programs that he had? What do we learn about him? We learn that he stood up for principle. He stood up for truth. He stood up for all that was good and valuable in life for everyone. And he could see through whenever a person was misusing something, and he could use that to have them show that they were the ones who did it. And in the end of each show, it would have him saying to the people, "Now, why did you do that? Why did you want to do that?" And then the person gets up and gives a confessional and says, "I did it because I hated this person," or because I... And he gives all sorts of reasons. Never does parole get in there and say, "You are wrong, you are the thief, you are the one." He says, "Perhaps, why did you do that?" And then the person confesses. The person confesses himself. He merely points out the facts to them. He points out their nature. He points out their character. He points out what they are. You and I can go through life living our character, pointing out our character to everyone. Everyone who looks at us says, "That's impossible for them to do such a terrible thing. That's impossible for them to be blamed for such a thing. She never murdered them, or they never killed them, or they never did these things." Now, why is it that happens that way? Why is it that they can say they never did those things and have it be the truth? Why? Well, it's that way because of one simple thing. That's what actually happened. They finally come to grips with themselves in the last moments of the show, in the last moments of the serial, and they come forth and they say, "Yes, I did it." Or if they're guilty and even the court finds them guilty and sentences them, then with parole working on it, he comes up with the truth and he saves the day for the person and he saves their life. Life is a success. It's a success because it's a succession of moments. And to live each one of the moments is to be a success. Life is a successful succession of moments, just moments. And when we have principle that we stand up for, when we have ideals that we stand up for, when we know who we are, and we always are who we are, though we may not have the success rate that Perrault has of always being found innocent or always being found to find the guilty one, it is that way for us actually. It is that way for us really in everything that we do, because this is what makes life goes on. This is what makes everything in life wonderful. This is what makes life a succession of activities, a succession of moments that leads to succeed, that leads to success. Is that where you are? Can you know what your character is? Can you know what your reality is, who you are, and stand up for it 100% of the time? If you can, you'll find that life for you is a succession of moments, and to live each one is to succeed. Today, make your life a succession of happy moments, right moments, moments that you stand up for a principle, and you will always be on the top of the list. You'll always be successful. You'll always be one who stands out and accomplishes your goals. But don't listen to anybody else. Listen just to the divine within yourself. And when you listen to the divine within yourself, you will hear all that is beautiful and all that is good. And you will hear and you'll know all that is perfect. And as you hear and know all that is good and all that is perfect, you'll live that. And you will really realize that life is a succession of moments, and to live each one is to succeed. Join with me in standing up for principle, standing up for truth at all times, and knowing that this life that we live is going down one road only, and the road of truth is the road we're going down. The walkway of love, that's where we're going down. We're being surrounded by all the hugs in the world, and we are hugging everyone in our heart, because we are truth, and we are love, and we are joy, and we are the allness right now. Know this for yourself, and enjoy this for yourself, and live this for yourself, because it is the truth for yourself. And know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.